The Braves are taking on the Nationals. Atlanta closer Jim Johnson has a 4-1 lead entering the ninth inning, but that's when things start to unravel.
If your run doesn't mean anything, there's no reason to get a lead.
Murphy base hit. Harper will score. Zimmerman to third. The Nats are back to within two, and there are two on base. Daniel Murphy, RBI number 61.
Well, you had a feeling when you saw the 0-for-7 career off Jim Johnson that might change, and he took the same pitch for strike one. He got the similar pitch and drills it into right, so come on around Zim. Price scores.
1-2. That ball's well hit, and it's on the ground. Scoring is Zimmerman. Murphy to third. The tying run is 90 feet away with nobody out. Heise running again. Wieters to center. It's not that deep. Here comes Murphy. Inciarte's throw, and this game is tied. That's in the air, and that's a game winner. The Nats, 3 in the ninth, a run in the 10th, and they walk off the Braves.
5-4 is your final in D.C. Daniel Murphy picks up his fourth career walk-off hit. He leads the National League with a .341 batting average. Washington has now won 4 of 5. The Nationals now lead the NL East by 9.5 games. Here's their manager, Dusty Baker.
Everybody had, you know, great at-bats. What stands out was our base running. To me, as much as anything, that's something that's overlooked, and we try to create as many first or third situations as possible. And, you know, what really stands out also is a sacrifice fly that Wieters has, because sometimes he's been prone to the double play, and that's what they were, that's what they were counting on, you know, a double play. And it was almost, you know, too much Freddie Freeman, like usually is when we play him. And we've got to figure out how to get that guy out. Great hit. He's a great hitter, man. You don't know whether to bring in a lefty or a righty, because he's hitting .340 against both. And so he's one of the best around.
For Sanchez's first major league hit to come in that fashion, yes, in extra innings, a tie game, just how special of a moment is that for him, I think, to contribute in such a way?
Well, it's a special moment for all of us. You know, they were partying inside with him, and you know, it's great, especially for a guy that's been in the minor leagues for so long, and you know, he's to get his first hit in a situation like that, his first run, the game-winning run. It was a great day. It was a great day for him and for us, and you know, that's probably, I mean, I love comebacks, and that was probably one of the best comebacks that we've had of the year. You know, we've come close to that, and we were one hit away from winning it in the ninth, you know. So, you know, also what stands out was the key double play that Albers did with a very tough hitter in camp, and that gave us an opportunity to win the game in the 10th.
The Nats will try to make it 2 in a row against the Braves on Saturday when Steven Strasburg makes the start.